Hello, hello.
Howdy.
How's everybody doing?
My mic is in fact working.
That is very cool. Get those headphones off your head.
Taking them off.
Yeah. This is Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
Welcome for another week.
Happy February.
Hopefully we're still going to have this slot this semester.
Yeah.
Figuring that out.
Next week we'll know. Right? End of this week, we'll know.
Yeah, really praying that we don't get the Wednesday 1 a.m. that we signed up for.
Did we really? No. Cool.
I signed up for like other good shifts and then all day Sunday.
Okay, cool. Well, we will let all of you know. Probably.
Let us know what time works for you.
Yeah.
We'll be flexible.
Yeah, we're fine. We can do whenever.
Yeah. No worries if you can't make it.
Just whatever
too.
You feel.
It's like fine.
Yeah. Today we are doing just covers.
No originals.
Transcendent covers. Like, some that take the songs in different directions, others that are just really great versions of songs.
Yeah. When we were building the playlist, I did a couple of, like, the songs you didn't know were covers types.
Yeah.
I decided that wasn't really in the spirit, so we're gonna do all...
We could do a pretentious week.
We could do a pretentious week. Is that pretentious?
Probably a little bit. I don't think so.
But we decided to just go for ones where, like, the original is more famous.
Yeah.
And then these are some fun covers.
Mm-hmm.
What was that first one we heard?
That was Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath by the Cardigans, which...
Of course, a cover of the U2 song.
Yeah,
Sabbath,
that's good.
Bloody Sunday. Very good.
It took a second. That was really good. A cover of a Black Sabbath song, which is not immediately obvious... Which I think is pretty cool about
That's
that one.
That's not how the Black Sabbath version sounds?
No, well, I don't know. It's just like a different voice.
Oh, okay, yeah,
a little bit.
But they keep all of like the bells and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's all pingy and, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Golden Years by Car Seat Headrest, a cover of the David Bowie song.
All right.
Baby, the shadow. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stand with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Golden years. Golden years.
That last one was My Little Corner of the World by Yola Tango.
What was the original?
I believe it was a Connie Smith song.
Heard that name.
Me neither, but it was one of them.
Made famous by...
Anita Bryant?
Anita Bryant, another name I've never heard.
No, but
Eli, you're not really sticking to the theme where the cover's more famous than the original.
But it might be.
Hypothesis.
Because I heard the cover one first, and I just had to Google the original. I have heard the original. I don't know. It's fine.
Which one do you like more?
The cover, which is why I played it.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the Anita Bryant one is from 1995, and the one we just heard is from 1997. So there's really not much
not much space.
Yeah.
That's odd. You don't find that often.
No.
What's a song from what was 2 years ago? 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go 2019 because we're in early 20, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine doing a cover of a 2019 song. What would that be? I can't even name a 2019 song. I don't know why I'm asking this.
I don't know. This is going to be a lot of dead air if we try to think of one.
I don't know.
Something.
Songs from 2019. We'll get back to you at the next break, and we'll perform the cover.
Okay.
Of whatever comes next.
One of us will.
Oh, Lizzo!
Yeah.
Imagine doing a cover of Truth Hurts right now. It's too early, because Truth Hurts, its moment hasn't had enough space to breathe.
I don't think
I'm not making an insightful point, but I'm talking as if I am.
You don't think it hasn't had enough time to breathe if we couldn't think of it?
Fair point.
Yeah. There was also, like, that whole thing between then and now, so the last 3 years has felt...
Imagine a ballad form of Truth Hurts, or of Juice even. A ballad.
What do you mean even? It's like substantially the same.
Whoa!
No, the point that you're making.
Those are great.
No, what? I'm saying that there's not much of a.
Are you saying all of her songs sound the same?
No, I'm saying that you doing a ballad cover of either one of them wouldn't really have much variation.
So you're doubting my creativity.
It's still a ballad.
You're doubting my creativity.
On air.
On air, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play the next song.
Probably.
What is it? Oh, it's Castles Made of Sand. By the Red Hot Chili Peppers, made famous by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Down the street, you can hear her scream your disgrace as she slams the door in a stronger face. And now we stay outside, all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be a man. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts to see, but his tears form burning, God hungry. Handsome castle made of sand, something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. Lansome Castle made a sail up in the sea. Eventually, take it, Johnny. For life, and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew her wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and two legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she had never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." But it didn't really have to stop. It just kept on going. And some castles made of sand slips into the sea. Eventually, we'll be right back.
immediately. Yeah, that song just ends on a dime. That was Everyone's a Winner by Ty Segall, the original version by Hot Chocolate, I believe. I was watching, I don't know what movie it was in, but I was watching a movie with my family over break, and this their version of it was playing. No. Yeah, like, we can talk it during the next song. I don't know what the movie was, but the original version of that song started playing, and I was like, isn't there a really slow version of this song? And then no one knew. And then I played it.
And you were, wait, so the original is
faster.
Faster than that?
Yeah.
Interesting. I have to listen to that.
Yeah. Or I'm wrong, but I think I'm right, which is why I said it.
We have to address something.
What's
going on? Something that we said in the last segment.
Do we?
Truth Hurts was actually released in 2017.
Wow. Off by...
Also, Anita Bryant is a horrible fascist.
Yeah, so first miss... attributed the song, and now we're glad about it.
Many incorrect things were said.
Yeah, thank you to my father for the information.
Yeah, my mom as well texted me.
Yeah.
My mom said she was causing quite a stir in the 70s.
Yeah, my dad didn't put it so nicely.
Pretty light way of putting that.
Okay. You want to talk about what we have next?
Well, let me look what we have next. You want to tell me?
Some Chris Thiele?
Yeah, Chris Thiele, mandolinist. He has a cover of the White Stripes song, Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, and it's fantastic.
Let's listen to it.
I'll be yours.
Yours until the stars fall from the sky. I'm gonna stay right here by your side and do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world could drive me away. Every day you'll hear me say, baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
And I'll be yours.
Yours until two and two.
All right, that was Baby I'm Yours, the cover by the Arctic Monkeys of a Barbara Lewis original song.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, shout out to Veronica for that recommendation.
Big shout out.
Beautiful song. All right, you want to introduce what we have next?
Yeah, we've got the Phoebe Bridgers and Maggie Rogers cover of Iris, originally by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Fully closed SoundCloud.
Oh, great.
So, can you stall?
Yeah, I'll stall. So, they... Phoebe said that she would cover Iris if Joe Biden won the election. And guess what happened? Joe Biden won the election, so Phoebe released this version of Iris. It's really beautiful. Do you have it yet?
I have it.
It's fantastic. Give it a listen.
I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. All I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And soon that ain't coming. In the moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just in all your life.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. I just want you to know who I am.
so pretty.
Beautiful.
Right? And there's, like, no tabs of it that I can find, and I really want to learn it on guitar, but I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, like, figure it out, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And requires skill, which...
Work up to it.
Yeah. Someday.
Yeah.
A stock car engine...
It's a PSA.
A stock car engine has air flowing through the system, meeting fuel and combusting. Block the flow of air, and you've got a problem. If you have emphysema, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, or smoker's cough, then you know what it's like when air can't get through. What you may not know is that it could be COPD, the number four leading cause of death. Ask your doctor about COPD and a simple breathing test. More information at www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. That's so I'll tell you what I found funny about that.
Yeah.
When they say, if you have blah, blank, 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 it could be this other thing.
Yeah.
If you have emphysema, it might be COPD.
No, I think it's emphysema.
No, I mean, I guess I don't know what COPD is, so maybe it is sort of a...
Did they not, like... I assume it's an acronym.
Yeah, but they don't say what it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Are we...
coughing or politely...
Plausible... Oh.
I can't think of a single word that starts with the letter D.
I was just thinking of different, like, elements, like carbon, oxygen, phosphorus, disease.
Carbonized... Yeah, I don't know.
Something.
But yeah, if you have bronchitis, it might actually be COPD. So... get a breathing test, I guess.
Yeah, go crazy. All right. Up next, this is a recommendation from my friend Marina, who goes to Berkeley. This is Weak by Gretchen Parlato. The original version is by a bunch of... It's three capital letters is the group.
One of them is an S.
One of them is a W or a V.
I was going to say V.
So...
My guess is SVM.
You are close, I feel like.
Might be.
I'm not going to fact check it right now. Because we're... I feel like we should just play it.
Yep.
All right. All right.
That was the Krungbin cover of the Kool and the Gang song, Summer Madness.
Yeah.
And that was the Krungbin version of it. Fantastic cover.
Yeah. I guess next one, up next.
Yeah, we're a little pressed for time, I guess.
We've got Mama, You've Been On My Mind, the George Harrison version.
Yeah, originally a Dylan song,
yeah.
But then Jeff Buckley covered it, mm-hmm. which is probably the most famous version.
Yeah, probably the best.
So we went for a different cover.
Yeah.
Jeff Buckley's is the best.
It's the best version.
But I really enjoyed the George Harrison.
It's very pretty.
Yeah. Which I got into it after watching Get Back because there's like a 20-second clip where he plays it.
I need to watch that.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen.
It's the color of the sun cut flat, uncovering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. Mama, you're just on my mind. Please don't put me down, I get upset, I am not pleading or saying I can't forget. I do not walk the floor by down a bent, but yet, Mama, you're just on my mind. Say words like yes or no, please understand me. I'm not calling for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. Mama, you're just on my mind. Wake up in the morning, maybe look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be there. But I'd be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
I'm wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the Baker, drummer, and then makes no difference about the bag I'm in. Everyday people. Yeah, yeah. There is a blue one. No, what is it? There is a thin one. Wait. I don't even know it. I don't fucking know it. It's over here. Hold on. Here we go. Take it all back. I'm wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the baker, the drummer, and then makes no difference about the group I'm in. But I'm everyday people. Yeah, yeah. There is a blue one that won't accept the green one for living with the fat one, trying to be a skinny one. Different strokes for different folks. And so on and so on. It's Scooby Dooby Dooby. Neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do. You love me, you hate me, you know me, and then you can't figure out the bag I'm in. Watch out. I'm everyday people. Yeah, yeah. The long hair that doesn't like the short hair for being such a rich one who will not help the poor one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. It's Scooby Dooby Dooby. Yellow one who won't accept the black one, who won't accept the red one, who won't accept the white one. And different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. And Scooby Dooby Dooby. Ooh, sha sha.
That was Everyday People by Jeff Buckley. A great fantastic recording of him messing up and starting over.
And playing it completely differently.
Yeah.
And that, just getting right into it.
The Sly and the Family Stone song. Yeah.
This is Odds and Ends. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We'll play one more.
Yeah.
This was our covers show, and we'll finish it on a cover that I like quite a bit. The Black Keys doing the originally Junior Kim... I don't know how to pronounce his name. Junior Kimbrough. He's like this great blues singer. They did a whole album of covers. This is my favorite from the album, Meet Me in the City.
All right, let's listen.
Have a good night.
You too. You too.
Still begging you, baby.